Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up this week. We've got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
Hi.
Mandy Kennedy.
Hello.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. And it is a morning show, so bear with us, folks. We're going to try and get through this as smoothly as possible.
I feel fine. You say that every morning show. We are Johnny on a spot with this one. Ready, Asa? We good?
I mean, sure.
Yeah, see, we're good.
You're the only morning person.
All right, well.
Because of course you are.
Yeah, it makes sense. It fits Dalton's character. Morning person. Not that there's anything wrong with morning people.
No, y'all are unnatural.
No, they're, yeah, you can't.
We have evolved past normal morning people. Like, you don't, the monsters aren't coming to get you anymore.
Y'all have jobs where you need to be up in the morning.
Yeah, and I ain't happy about it.
You gotta exactly. Do what you gotta do in life, Dalton. You don't have to be happy about it.
Wow, it's bad whenever I'm like the most optimistic person at the table.
I'm just mad at you because you just assumed I wasn't going to be here today.
Okay, so really quick before we get into this, you said that she had a birthday, like somebody's birthday was the day before her brother's, right?
I mean, it's not just her. Her and I both went out for...
Okay, so you made the comment and you didn't sound 100% sure she was going to be here. So you know how like I show up early on morning shows to set everything up? I had everything set up. I had a mic stand, I had a mic, and I had this, but I didn't have it plugged in. Everything else was plugged in because I didn't know she was going to be here.
He also had the table against the wall, practically.
So I love how that I'm the one that sets up and I'm the one getting shade thrown at. I had to fix that one, and I apologize.
Solid catch.
So what does that have to do with nerd stuff?
Nothing.
It was about that?
Oh, okay.
Well, so the shutdown, and we're going to start.
You wanted to eat.
With Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yes.
We got a trailer for it. We talked about it last week. We got to see that costume. Now we've gotten to see the costume in action via that trailer. And you know what? I did not notice the phallic object once.
I'm wondering if it's because it was one in motion, like a lot. It wasn't a still image.
Yeah.
I saw the trailer a couple times and like I was just super excited to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was really good.
Yes.
I very much like that they are building on what happened in Civil War.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, they make a big point of that in the trailer.
But so, like, I was just watching it and just like, this is so good. This is so good. So I wasn't looking for it, but I also think maybe in the trailer there wasn't a whole lot of just, like, front-facing, like, she's standing still.
And I agree, but honestly, like, that whole, like, not looking for it thing, if I can keep up, because I wasn't either, if I can keep up that mentality for the film, then I will be so much happier.
Yeah. Oh, it'll creep up in your mind.
Yeah, because like I definitely did not notice the phallic object when she was running on the knife in the air had been thrown at her. Oh my God.
That was super cool.
I'm so excited for this movie.
I'm also a fan of they didn't really give away the villain. We got one screen of who it is, which the internet, that's all they need. So now we know it's Ghost, but that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, no, so we have very little information on what this is going to be about.
Like, this is a character I'm not super familiar with.
Yeah.
Other than he was like a rival tech guy, because everyone in Marvel is either a mindless brute or a tech billionaire.
Yeah, that's about
right. Or a god.
Or a god.
So.
Or a god. Or something equivalent to.
Right.
So, yeah. I'm super excited about this trailer. It actually made... I was already excited about this movie because Ant-Man is one of my favorite MCU movies.
Oh, it's so good.
Because I think mostly just because it came out of nowhere. Like,
it was the... Yeah. I mean, I was very much not looking forward to it because, one, I've never liked the character of Ant-Man. I was very happy that it was going to be Scott Lang's Ant-Man and not Hank Pym.
Yeah.
I also was very bitter that Edgar Wright got fired from it.
Yeah.
Because, like, if anyone was going to make an enjoyable Ant-Man movie, it was going to be Edgar Wright. So I was not high on the movie when it came out. And then when I finally saw it, like, on DVD, I was so surprised at how good it was. But Paul Rudd is a national treasure.
Right.
Yeah.
He really is. I kept hearing how good it was, and I finally went to the theater just to see it, like, when it was almost out. Because I think I went with Krista and Stephanie, and we were the only three people in the theater.
I went opening week. Like, weekend, I was there. Because, again, it's Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd was the selling point on that one, and I was like, well, Guardians of the Galaxy was amazing. So there's no reason Ant-Man shouldn't be awesome.
Oh, no. At this point, I expect the any MCU movie I see, I expect to be quality.
Yeah, the only one that I walked into with hesitation was Ragnarok, but it's only because I didn't like the first two Thor. But that ended up being, like, amazing. So now I'm on that boat of, like, well, Black Panther's going to be just a fun time.
This was the one that I was like, okay, they've hit it out of the park every time just about. Like, they're due for a misstep, but nope, it killed it.
Yeah. That was kind of my thought too. It's like, no, they can't constantly produce gold.
Mm-hmm.
Like, lightning's not going to strike the same place every time they throw it.
Right.
But it keeps landing in bottles. It's weird.
it's crazy. So I'm really, really excited for Ant-Man and the Wasp. And like I said, I'm really glad that that's going to play an impact. I mean, the trailer opens up with Wasp just asking, like, so basically I imagine the conversation is like, so you went off to help Cap fight,
mm-hmm.
and I had to get you out of jail.
Yep.
Why didn't you call me?
Well, I love that. Well, you wouldn't have gotten caught.
Yeah.
Also, like, you gave her suit wings?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess that technology wasn't available when you made mine. It was.
And blasters.
Which I really like that they addressed, like, why the Wasp has so many more features to her costume than Ant-Man has ever had.
Straight up nepotism. Love it.
And I'm A-okay with it.
And she's the one that knows how to fight. That's the best part.
He knows now.
Yeah, he's learned.
Yeah, it was a
He's not as good, but I mean,
he beat Falcon.
That's true.
Falcon was trained by military. I almost said Cap, and I was like, no, he wasn't.
No, he was trained by somebody in a basement and was already better than, like, an army sergeant. Yay.
So, yeah, I'm excited about this movie, though. Something I'm absolutely not excited about coming up. Those of you that have been a fan of this show for a while, I feel like we may get some new listeners from all that that Golden Corral nonsense. If you don't know what I'm talking about and you don't normally listen to the Thursday show, go listen to the last Thursday show. It was pretty entertaining. Anyway, we're big Turtles fans on this show.
God.
We're real big Turtles fans. Like, the
just yesterday at Big Lots, I found all four of the normal. It's not like the Super Shredder style, like just regular all four of the Turtles for $10 each.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't have $40, but I'm going to buy these now. Like,
no, I understand that feeling.
I saved $20, Jesse.
Yeah, good for you. I'm proud of you.
And other than the giant Technodrome Mega Bloks thing and all of the rest of that Mega Bloks set, I don't really have a lot of Turtles merchandise. And now that this Nickelodeon show is actually ending, like, when we did our full loop yesterday,
yeah,
like, normally the Turtles section takes up, like, half an aisle.
Mm-hmm.
We maybe found, like, not counting Big Lots, we maybe found, like, three even just displays that had him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was
very disappointing.
We do an action figure loop, and when we go to Illinois, and we couldn't find, like, besides that Big Lots, we barely found any Turtles stuff.
That's a bummer.
It really is.
So, yeah.
Especially considering.
Yeah. Because you're not going to want any of the merchandise from this new
stuff.
No. So, yeah, everybody at the table here, we're all big Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fans.
Yeah.
We love this stuff. Goes back to our childhoods. It's good stuff. Nickelodeon had a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles show that was really good.
It's so good.
It was solid stuff. I know it was meant for kids, but it was good stuff.
Oh,
it was
so good.
They ended that, and now they're starting up this new Turtles TV show.
Oh, that's exciting. What's it look like?
But
I asked a question. What does it look like?
I can't
like?
Wait for looks Leonardo like to do this awesome teased stuff.
Yeah.
Good one.
Thanks.
Oh, it looks so bad.
Yeah, it's awful. We got the artwork for it.
The what?
Well,
the scribbles?
More like artwork.
Yeah.
Well, that's two butt jokes in 3 minutes.
Shan's going to be so disappointed. No, he doesn't listen.
He's not listening to the show. But anyway. Yeah, no, they look terrible. Like, we'll post the picture up, but
I mean, it's on our Facebook already.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You just got to kind of scroll down past the last few.
That's true, because, yeah, it just got straight up posted. So, yeah, and comment on it, because we asked for opinions on this artwork. Insert air quotations around it.
I'm trying so hard to, like, keep in mind this is a kid's show. This is, like, don't look at this through the eyes of cynical 28, the world is awful me. Look at it through the eyes of, like, 10-year-old, all the turtles are awesome, cynical, the world is awful. 10-year-old me. Like, I can't.
I'll ask my son when I see him tomorrow.
Because
I'll give you guys an update.
That'll be perfect. Yeah, we could get Mikey's opinion on what he thinks about these turtles.
But, like, I like that they did the thing where each turtle is a different species of turtle. Yes. I think that's an interesting concept.
I love that. Like, we talked about that yesterday. I was like, I love that they're all different species, but...
Because they did that in the Michael Bay movies, too.
Yeah.
They were different species of turtle.
And I like that idea. I don't get why they felt the need to change the weapons for three of them.
Apparently.
All of them, pretty much.
Something about... When I looked into this a little bit, they likely will start with their regular weapons, but then they find these mystic weapons. And they are slightly different than their current weapon set.
So Michelangelo is going to find a mystical flail that has a cheeseburger on the end of it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We don't know what they ate in the mystical time.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, Raph is now going to be the leader.
Yeah, that's the part that really, like, that's the one that throws me for a loop. Because no. Raphael, he's always had a power struggle with Leonardo and who's going to be the leader of the team. And it's always gone to Leonardo because Raphael's not...
Because Raphael has other character traits other than just leader.
Yeah. I heard someone told me, like, in, like, really old comic books, he was the leader.
And see, I don't know, like...
I don't know if that's, like, a real fact, but I think it was someone at work because I was showing my one friend, and her son likes the turtles, too, so I was telling her about it and showed her the pictures. And then some other people chimed in, and someone said that...
I think you're right. It's been a really long time since I read...
Like, it's really old ones.
Yeah, like the first the couple original, series. Yeah,
yeah. Like when they all wore red bandanas.
It's been a while since I've, like, even looked in any of that.
Yeah.
So,
I guess they're going back to that. I don't know. But.
And again, that could be... Like, I actually have been to look that up because somebody said that last night. It may have been you. Whenever we were playing the Turtles game at Coin Op.
Maybe.
I remember somebody saying, I was like, I don't think that's true, but I'm going to look it up because I'm curious. And I completely forgot to when I got home. I went home last night and crashed almost immediately.
So is it going to be better or worse than the Platinum's Turtle game?
On par.
I was about to say, like, I don't even know if it'll hit on par. Like, it's just because the Turtles game didn't exactly set a high bar.
And, like, if I'm being totally honest, I hated the way this current Nickelodeon series looked originally. When I first started the artwork, I was like, this is stupid. Mm-hmm. Like, this just looks like bad animation. But what actually sitting down and, like, watching it after the first episode, I was like, okay, I'm over it. Because they changed the cadence of the theme song. They changed, like, the artwork looked weird. Like, and they went, like, way over top with certain stuff, but I was like, no, this is like Turtles. This felt like what I watched the first time I saw anything Ninja Turtle related, like as a kid. I was like, oh, this is so just fun and goofy, and I loved it. So I'm hoping once we see it in motion,
it won't be so heinous.
We can get used to it, or at least we'll see. Because those still frames aren't great.
Yeah, and even the turtles look not great. The weapon sets are weird, but it's one of those things, like, I could probably move past it, but then I saw Splinter.
Oh.
The pile of crap on the...
The literal pile of fecal matter.
Wearing a dashiki.
That apparently got hit with the ooze and became sentient. It's not a spy. It's not a rat anymore. It is a pile of feces.
With, like, a deformed hand. Like, it didn't even look... Like, I get he's a rat and it looks weird, but it looks like... I don't think that's an adjective.
No, that really encapsulated what that hand is doing perfectly.
I didn't learn that one in English class.
Look, sometimes you can tell, like, is that not sound the, is that not the sound you
sometimes,
think of when you see
yeah,
it?
Like, yeah, I'm not,
gnarled was the one that I would aim for. But
my sounds are way better adjectives than actual words. Sorry.
All right.
I'll make you a dictionary one day.
This is how bad the Turtles and Splinter's design are. The internet's not even mad that April O'Neil's black now.
That's true.
And, like, people, like, normally, if they had done, like, no changes, but, like, just April O'Neil was black, the internet would be losing its mind.
Yeah.
Do you remember when
a small portion of the internet would be going absolutely insane?
Right, yeah. But, like...
And then there would be a whole bunch of headlines, well, look, I'm not racist,
but April O'Neil's more... Yeah, no.
No, because there would be... I'm sure there's a couple of those out there now.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But yeah.
But no one scrolled far enough.
But you're absolutely right. Like, the Splinter outrage is so bad that, like, those people are being quiet about it. They are completely distracted.
It's a really bad time to be a racist nerd. The artwork's so bad that you can't get your racism up to the top of Reddit. It's like all the way down.
The turtles
finally accomplished something. They were able to shut him up. The worst way possible.
For now.
For now. They're gonna re-release like new artwork for Splinter or something like that, and then everybody's like, "Wait a minute! April Black?"
Right? They're gonna sit down, watch the first episode, and then just be like, "What?
How did I miss this?"
I know one thing we talked about on Thursday. Like, what do you get? Like, how old do you think April is? Because we couldn't like figure it out.
12.
Yeah. Because we couldn't tell.
I'm
like,
thinking preteen.
Yeah.
Because that's what I thought. I was like, oh, so they're still kids, which is cool.
But also that hair that she has is very much like 70s mom hair.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Lindsay said it on Thursday show. Whenever I saw it, I totally thought Proud Family too.
Okay.
Yeah.
See?
No, so you're not.
See?
Yeah.
Lindsay straight up attacked me.
Yeah. Yeah. She was like, no, I'm just looking at the color of her skin. Like, no, it legit looks like a character from that show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I agreed
with Mandy on that one too. But yeah, and Lindsay was like, I don't see it. No,
I listened to it and I needed to defend you and I completely forgot that was a thing.
My God. I felt so betrayed.
Yeah, no, you're good. It definitely looked like that. No, and like, that's not even that big of a deal. It's just the artwork is so. And maybe we need to see it in motion.
And her character is the only one that looks like normal.
It looks fine. Like,
which, I mean, she's a human, so I guess you can't really make that crazy look.
Oh, we're going to get that Mario. We're going to get that Mario Odyssey syndrome where, like, the people look normal. Oh, I don't want that. Like, look, the people are real people.
Well,
but Mario's
Mario.
I mean,
they're mutants, but so.
Yeah.
We'll get past. Like, we'll have to see. We'll update you guys when we actually start getting some motion out of it and see what we think.
Do we have, like, a date or anything for it? Because the current series is still going, the Nickelodeon one.
It's a ways out from my understanding.
Yeah.
Why is Raphael 800 pounds?
Maybe they'll just
change. Because he's a snapping turtle.
Raphael's fat. Like,
yeah, no. That's
because that's
I
the
said.
Species of turtle, is he's the biggest type of turtle.
Yep. So he's all muscle. Snap at you.
Muscle, yes.
Cut you in half. King Color Chronicle. This is something I know almost nothing about.
Mm-hmm.
Ace, I think you said the author was Patrick Rothfuss?
Yeah, Rothfuss.
Okay. I know nothing about this book series. I might have to start looking into it a little bit, though, because apparently it's really good movie adaptation. And right now, it's looking like Sam Raimi is in talks to direct, and Lin-Manuel Miranda is in talks to do music. Yes, please.
Yep.
I mean, as long as they don't get to a third movie, I think we'll be okay.
As long as whatever studio kind of like stays out of it, it'll be fine. Because 3 was entirely the studio's like, hey, give us all the villains.
We want all of everyone.
I don't know who. I want to blame the studio for Emo Toby Cafe Dance Off. And maybe that was a Sam Raimi call. But.
I hope it's not.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, because this creative combination though, like I'm on board.
That's just
for it.
Really at this point, if the new Turtle show was being scored and like the music was written by Lin-Manuel Miranda, then yeah, okay,
on board. I'll watch it all.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, and for those of you that aren't familiar with the name Lin-Manuel Miranda, he did all the music for Hamilton
and
Moana.
Ooh,
Mandy's suddenly on board.
Literal seconds.
You just gotta say Moana. You didn't have to finish the word.
Yeah, didn't have to finish it.
The smile started as soon as I was like, what? I'm on board for that creative team. Like I said, I don't know anything about this book series. Like somehow this is the first I've ever heard of it, despite it apparently being pretty big in the nerd community, of which I consider myself a member.
It's just that thing that there's so many different
nerd communities.
Like, well, not even that. Just like there's so many different things you can be a fan of, that like a particular. It's easy to miss a particular book series,
right?
Because like I haven't read any of them. I don't know anything about them, but I know that like it's a huge deal to the people that do like it. Yeah.
Yeah, which I'm sure is the same thing with like when Game of Thrones got announced. Like all the A Song of Ice and Fire fans are like, yes,
right,
yes. And I hadn't heard about that series before Game of Thrones, so yeah, no, I could see it. All right. And other movie news there, Shazam has finally begun production. After, like, when did we get the casting?
Like a year ago? Like,
no, yeah. It's been the guy who played, I keep wanting to say Dexter, but it's not Dexter.
Oh, I'm thinking Black Adam. I'm sorry.
Yeah. The Chuck. Oh, the guy who played Chuck is playing Shazam.
Yeah,
like that was. I feel like that was only like.
Well, yeah, no, like
a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Was it really? Because I thought that was at least like 6 months ago that we got that. Because we got that official word for it. But basically, what I'm saying is that they started doing casting calls for this movie like 2 years ago.
Oh, and yeah, yeah, sure.
We just got the announcement for who's playing Shazam like this year, or not this year, but in 2017, yeah. For sure. We got that announcement. So, yeah, it's just we've had a script forever. We've had a director forever. We've had casting calls forever. It's finally beginning production.
Which makes sense why The Rock can't wrestle at WrestleMania this year.
That's Black Adam.
But, I mean, is he not going to be in that movie?
Well, yeah, he's in that movie. Maybe. I mean, that one started production. But, like, didn't you say Shazam?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I think Black Adam's supposed to be in
Shazam
well,
is what I'm getting
no,
at.
No, they keep dropping it. Like, we don't know for sure. Because at first it was going to be we're getting a Shazam movie.
Uh-huh.
And Black Adam was – then The Rock was going to be Black Adam and he was going to be in the Shazam movie.
Yeah.
Then we were just getting a Black Adam movie before a Shazam movie.
Yeah.
And then we're going back to a Shazam movie but without Black Adam. And I don't know where we've landed since.
Well, the only reason I say that, there's been an insurance issue with The Rock. And we were talking about it yesterday. Like, a movie company is just like, you're not going to let him do anything. And we're like, oh, no, that's something WB would do. Because they kind of need to make sure he doesn't get hurt while doing a movie.
Right.
So that's why I'm like, oh, well, that kind of tells me that The Rock might be in the Shazam movie.
It's a distinct possibility.
Also, it looks like we got the announcement that Zachary Levi is the star in October.
Okay, yeah, so it was pretty recent.
Yeah.
So yeah, either way, finally begun production.
Don't suck.
Please don't.
I'm not super excited for it, but...
At this point, anything the DC or WB does, like, I am pretty confident is just going to be, like, bad to watchable.
See, and, like, Justice League left me feeling so optimistic about what they could do.
Yeah.
Because, like, and I know I'm, like, I was in... In our group, the minority of people who really, really enjoyed it. But, like, but that is with the characters that they've already, like, tried something with and failed. Or, okay, you did Wonder Woman well. Like, the first time we see Aquaman, I super dug it. Like, so I'm on board there. But, like, a standalone movie to introduce a brand new character, like, all right, let's see what you do. I don't, like, again, I don't want it to fail. I hope it's good.
Right, it's one of those things. Wonder Woman has been the only movie that I would consider good from DC. Everything else has been, like I said, from watchable to outright awful.
Right.
And yeah, that's... So I don't have any confidence in anything DC does, especially like with this movie with the rocky start it's had, where they weren't even sure. Because it feels like DC doesn't even want to do this movie.
Right.
They're just like, I guess we do. So we might as well.
It kind of feels like, okay, so we cast The Rock so Marvel can't use him. What do we do with him?
Right.
Make him Batman.
And in fairness, Marvel still could use The Rock. I mean, they used Chris Evans.
Yeah, I really want to see The Rock as Batman. That's not even a bit. Like, everything about that works. He would be an amazing Bruce Wayne. Like, I don't know if
he's charming as hell.
I don't know if you've seen any of Ballers. But, like, the kind of D-bag, playboy, like, crazy rich dude.
Yeah.
Like, that's not his character. That's a very oversimplification of what that character is. But, like, he can do that. We know he can do action.
But I thought you liked Ben Affleck as Batman.
I mean, I do. Like, I very much do. I'm just mean, like...
I would like to see...
You're betraying him.
I mean, that's fine. Apparently, he doesn't even want to do those movies, so screw off.
No, and I don't blame him. But, no, I honestly... I would like to see that casting just because I would like to see the implosion of the internet when a non-white person is cast as Bruce Wayne.
And I think The Rock is the perfect person for that. Did you see his Twitter reply about Jumanji?
No.
Oh, my.
It was some nerd, and I'm saying that in the nicest way possible, made a comment about the Jumanji. I haven't got to see the reboot yet, but like apparently somebody dies and comes back in the game with a item that they found before they died. He was like, that's not how video games, you wouldn't start back. So The Rock literally does a Twitter reply. I was like, well, if you actually read the rule book, page 22 of the Jumanji handbook, you actually do come back with all the things. Also, off.
Like, I saw that. He does that.
And I'm like, and that's why The Rock would be able to be Bruce Wayne. Because if somebody said that, he'd be like, all right, cool.
And apparently that movie made a lot of money. Of course. Like a stupid amount of
you
money.
You mean a Jumanji movie made a lot of money?
That ties... I mean, you say that like it was a given. It absolutely was not.
I was fully expecting that to be a colossal flop.
Which that kind of ties into something we're going to talk about here in upcoming.
possibly. So the next thing I want to talk about, Kaz Harai... I probably butchered the crap out of the name, and I'm really sorry. Sony's current CEO has stepped down. Looks like the CFO, Yoshida, is stepping up. And there's a lot of speculation that he might sell Sony Entertainment. Because he's never been... Like, up until this year, they have been posting consistent losses.
Mm-hmm.
Sony Entertainment has not been doing well. The Ghostbusters movie did not make near as much money as they thought it was going to. Definitely did not recoup its losses after marketing and merchandising and everything. Spider-Man was, you know, knocked it out of the park, obviously.
But when you have to split that shares with Marvel.
Not much of it. Like, Marvel made that movie, but I don't think they got really much. Like, Sony paid for it. Marvel just made it, is my understanding.
So, businesses are weird.
Yeah. Yeah, and Sony just made an absolute ridiculous amount of money on it. The Marvel obviously gets Spider-Man to use in other movies out of it, which is a big deal. So I can see that that business relationship. Anyway, one of the words. Oh yeah, so stepping down. I don't know if that's actually going to happen. It's all speculation at this point. But
and honestly, between Spider-Man and Jumanji, I would be really surprised if they outright sold their movie division, if they, instead of just maybe, like, refocusing. Because, like, they put out some stinkers. Like, there was a Smurf sequel. They did the Emoji movie.
Oh.
But, like, maybe they, like, under new leadership, like, yes, they could just sell it off. Or, you know, it may be part of the challenge. Like, the reason he took the job is because he wants to rewrite the ship. Because that's what Kaz did initially. Like, Sony was in a bad place, like... what was it? I think it was like their TVs, maybe.
Their TVs are still in a bad place.
But like he did, he's changed some. It wasn't TVs. I don't remember. But like he comes in and like apparently the reason they're taking these jobs is so they can like, okay, here's an aspect that's not working. What can I do to fix it?
Right. So, and I don't know. I know that at this point, a lot of people are speculating they're just going to drop down to doing just... PlayStation and camera sensors, mm-hmm. like cameras and camera sensors, because those two are by and large their most profitable departments.
Right.
Because for those of you not in the know there, if you have an iPhone, Sony made that sensor. So they get just bank from that because the iPhone is just, it's never going to stop selling.
Right.
Because it's the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Sony makes the camera sensors for that, so they get a stupid amount of money from that. They also do the camera sensors for Nikon, which is one of the biggest selling like high-end cameras out there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's obviously making a stupid amount of money. PlayStation has been making a dumb amount of money since the PS4 for sure, mm-hmm. and towards the end of life of PS3, they were making a lot, but the...
they had that PS2 money to float on.
Plus, like, just Blu-ray in general.
Yeah,
like they.
Yeah, Blu-ray winning the format wars definitely helped them a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, those departments are doing really well. Pretty much every other department is so to bad.
Also, it's worth noting that because my initial thought when I read that Yoshida is stepping in for him, this is not Shuhei Yoshida, who is head of PlayStation. This is a different.
Yeah, this is the CFO, current CFO of, well, not current anymore. The former now CFO of Sony.
Right.
And it's important, yeah, for those of you that haven't caught on yet, we're not talking about Sony PlayStation. We're talking about Sony the company.
Yeah.
So, yeah, TVs, cameras, entertainment, PlayStation, etc.
The whole shebang.
This will more than likely not affect video games at all.
No.
Or, like, the PlayStation aspect of anything. Yeah, but it's still a pretty substantial shift in a really big company that puts out a lot of stuff that...
Yep. then yeah, like a lot of things could happen. Almost nothing could happen. We'll see what's going on.
Right.
Because we have no idea why exactly the CEO stepped down.
Also, just because he felt he brought the company to a good place and was happy with the improvements that he saw underneath him. He put out a really long statement.
No, I didn't see that.
It was actually like kind of sweet. And so he's very much looking forward. He's like, you know, I brought us to where I think we are in a good place based on these goals that I had. I achieved those. And so now it's time to let someone else who with their own goals come in and bring the company, like make the company even better. But he's cool. It's also kind of sad because Kaz Hirai has always been a very big supporter of PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully his...
Yeah, apparently he was a lot of the reason that the PS3 turned it around.
Yeah, so hopefully his successor also sees that and understands how important PlayStation is.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, PlayStation is making them too much money, I think, for them to ever go back on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So in comic book news, this portion of our podcast brought to you by our good friends up at Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri. Stop there at any time for some comic books and coffee and great conversation. Asa, what's up?
I'm just saying, we're now 0-2 of 2018.
Oh, those are...
Of actually seeing Dave and Mary Jo.
Their New Year's resolution was to see the Nerd Up crew less.
Well, they're killing it.
I see them often.
Yeah,
you do.
That's bad for them. Dang.
Wow. I was on your side like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, Dave, Mary Jo. Says Dave and Mary Jo.
Dalton doesn't make those Friday trips. It's safe.
That's true.
It's just me. It's me and Jesse and Trevor and Amanda and like Mandy tags along sometimes.
Oh, I'm
and
not
it's like,
part of those either. Because I always before. Have to work.
Yeah. Just need to stop working
my,
on Friday nights.
Twice a year that I get to go. I'm so disgusted.
I'm not mad. I just miss you.
Yes, I also miss you. It's been too long.
It's a couple days for me.
Shut. Anyway, great store. You guys should all go check it out. They're great people. And it's not that Paige and Morgan are
bad. No.
So it's very important. Like, I enjoy seeing them as well.
Right.
I want to see everybody.
When it's like, I haven't seen Dave and Mary Jo in a while. I think it was like yay. And then like, and then on Friday when we went up there and it's like, oh yeah, no, they're off too. It's like, what?
It's like Thursday for me.
Oh my God. Please. Anyway, Brian Michael Bendis. He's been a talk of the town for a minute now.
And apparently they're just giving him the keys.
They really are.
It's now so BC Comics.
he had a big interview with Forbes. And oh my, the deal that DC has offered Brian Michael Bendis. Because my understanding, when we first heard this, we thought like, okay, so they're contracting him to take over Action Comics? Why is Bendis leaving Marvel money for that? No, here's what he left Marvel money for, folks. He is a partner in DC now. And he's overtaking Superman and Action Comics. He is going to start with a six issue miniseries called Man of Steel. It's going to shake up a whole lot of stuff for Superman, and that's actually going to start May 30th. Then after that, he's going to do DC Nation number 0, which is going to set up a lot of stuff in the DC universe, apparently, like where Superman is involved. And then he's going to take over both Superman and Action. Superman Comics is going to be like the actual like adventures of Superman, and apparently Action Comics is going to be more like Superman's day-to-day life. I
love that that's Action Comics.
Right? I thought the same thing. So anyway, that's what we're getting. On top of that, for those of you that are fans of Jinx World.
I hear day-to-day life, and it just goes to... Like, you're never going to top Matt Fraction's Hawkeye run. Because that's what that run was. It was just what Clint Barton did on days he wasn't an adventure. Except Clint Barton is just a dude who's really good with a bow and arrow. Mm-hmm. So whenever he happens to have, like, whenever his landlord is having problems, and the people in his apartment building, because he has to live in an apartment in New York, is having problems with, like, these skeezy tracksuit Draculas, I think is what he called them. It's just, like, the Russian mob. It's like, yes, okay. But, like... If Clark Kent gets into a fender bender,
he just pops it out.
And somebody just tries to hit him because.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to have an arm anymore. It's going to be the Deadpool Colossus thing.
Yeah.
I was optimistic because it's like, okay, he's going to be like, just let him do Superman stuff. That's fine. That's not a book I read. Like, Maybe he'll do Superman well. I don't know. Like, I have a very specific type of Superman that I enjoy. Like, and I get that he's one of the most popular characters in all of comic books. There's a lot of people that love Superman.
I'm not one of them
either. I'm not one of them. Nope. I need a specific type. So I'm like, hopefully he does it well. But for him to just, and all of a sudden just come in and be like, oh, hey, I know you're already like knee deep in this world shifting event. Let me add some stuff too that's also going to change a bunch of stuff. Like, maybe just let's have one at a time.
Yeah, because apparently a lot of stuff with Superman is going to shift around. We don't know a whole lot of information about what's going to be in that Man of Steel series or the DC Nation series. I am pretty excited. The art for DC Nation is going to be Jose Luis Garcia Lopez. And for those of you that don't recognize that name, you definitely will recognize any of his art. If you have ever seen any merchandise licensed by DC that's just out in the world, you know, you go to Walmart or Target, wherever, and you see officially DC licensed merchandise, odds are pretty high that it's his art.
Yeah, unless it's like the iconic covers, like stuff that you see.
Right, which like, obviously is going to be different stuff. But yeah, Six Flags, if you go to Six Flags, like almost every single DC related thing at Six Flags is his art.
Ooh.
Like he was a Silver Age artist that has semi-retired, and yeah, he's coming out of retirement to do this book. So that's pretty exciting stuff for some old school fans. Bendis is really excited about it. So,
well, yeah, if you're in charge of writing, like he's got that Dan Slott job, or he has what Dan Slott had, where it's just like, no, you have all of Superman.
But he also has substantially more than Dan Slott had.
Yeah, yeah, so much more. Because, guys, it keeps going. So Jinx World, for those of you that are fans of that, basically that is a property owned, a universe owned by Bendis. And Marvel was producing Jinx World under their Icon imprint. And a lot of people are big fans of that. I know it has a cult following. That's going to keep going. It just won't be printed under Icon anymore. It's now going to be printed either, and I wasn't completely clear on this at the end of the article, it's either going to be posted as a DC comic, because apparently DC is going to treat Jinx World, like all those comics, as their actual, like as their line. So I don't know if that means it's going to get a DC logo and everything out there, or if it's going to get Bendis's own imprint, which Bendis is getting an imprint with DC.
Jesus!
So BC Comics?
Yeah. So, like, if you guys have, like, and for those of you unfamiliar with that term, if you know what, like, Vertigo Comics are, Icon Comics, there's a ton of, like, those are just the two big ones that come to mind. There's a ton of imprints out there. Basically, they are owned by one of the big two, but they are independent from them. Like, and that's how, like, Vertigo, you end up getting a lot of the more, like, mature books out of. Like, if you ever get, like, an R or M rated, I forget what it is for comic books.
It's R.
I think it's R, yeah. So if you ever get, like, an R rated comic book come out of DC, it's not coming out of DC, it's coming out of Vertigo.
It is M. Sorry. I'm, like, 90% sure it's M now.
Either way.
Yeah.
The point stands. Like, yeah, if you're going to get a comic with a bunch of, like, violence, nudity, or intense language, it's not coming out of DC, it's coming out of Vertigo. That's what an imprint is, and Bendis is getting his own. So instead of like Jinx World being published under Icon, which is one of Marvel's imprints, it's going to be Bendis World, or whatever he decides to call his imprint. Yeah, DC just really like, we want you. We want you so bad.
Scott Snyder's just over there just being like, what? For real? He gets his own imprint? The hell? Like, he's over there just being like, I gave you Face On Off Joker. He gave you Age of Ultron, and that's against the other guys. This isn't adding up. If I was Scott Snyder, I'd be like, all right, Marvel, do you need a Spider-Man writer? I'll give you the coolest. Capullo's my buddy.
I was about to say Scott Snyder and Capullo on Spider-Man.
That's what I was about to say. It's like, Capullo will come with me. I know he will. We're buds. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry for putting that out in the universe. It's never going to happen, and I apologize accordingly.
It never is, but in my head.
That's going to be the beefiest Spider-Man in the world.
No, it'll be, like, super skinny but super ripped. Because that's how, like, Capullo draws, like, those characters. Like, think Joker.
Yeah.
Joker was, no, like, I want, super I want, lean.
I want him to draw him like he draws Batman. Because I'm a bad human.
No, imagine Capullo drawing Venom. I'm pretty sure he has drawn Venom.
Oh, yeah, I think that art is out there. Yeah, but
I don't think it's done. Dude, I don't think it's official art. I think it's just like it's art that he has done.
Snyder should be pissed. Just like he gets his own imprint. Really? That's like,
In fairness, like Bendis is a much bigger name in comic books than Snyder. I'm not saying that Snyder is not as good or better than Bendis.
Right.
But Bendis is absolutely a bigger name.
But Snyder's been like the top for a while now. And just being like,
I mean, he's been our top for a while now. But he's not.
And like, and he single-handedly kind of helped keep the New 52 from being an utter disaster.
Yeah.
Sales-wise, instead of just a sort of disaster. But yeah, no, Bendis is like, as someone who's not a huge Bendis fan, empirically a bigger name in comics.
Yeah,
for a longer time.
Yeah, like a more accurate comparison between the two would be Geoff Johns versus Bendis.
Yeah.
Does Geoff Johns have his own imprint?
No. At least not.
He hired him, probably.
I was gonna say, but he also
made the contract.
He also may not want one.
Right.
It's you know.
Yeah. Apparently, it was Dan DiDio that
hate him. Always hated him.
He's the one that brought Bendis over. So that's my understanding, anyway.
Well, I hope he keeps Bendis far away from Nightwing.
Again, it's that thing where it's like, I really hope it does well, because if this does well, then just it does well for DC Comics in general.
Yeah.
So,
and if it's poor, it's gonna really hurt DC Comics. Ooh. And if what we are afraid of about Bendis is true,
that he's gonna kill Nightwing,
then Marvel's gonna get a whole lot better.
Which also is not a bad thing.
No,
like this,
it's
very much not a. I like DC more than I like Marvel in general. But if Marvel started putting out like just crazy awesome stuff more regularly, or stuff that I enjoyed more, I should say, then I would buy more Marvel books.
Right. So it very much could be one of those things. Like, yeah, if what we're worried about, which, yeah, it's great news for us because it means, you know, more great content all around. But it's bad news for DC.
Right.
Because DC needs to they've caught up to Marvel now, thanks to Rebirth.
Mm-hmm.
But that battle is far from won.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, we'll have to see where that goes. I don't know. It's a while out. May 30th, like I said, is when that miniseries starts.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, like I said, we're going to get the DC Nation number zero, and then we're going to see Superman in action. So we'll let you know in 3 months, almost four, what we think of this situation. And that's all we got for now. All right, video games. This section of our podcast is brought to you by our good friends Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. You can find all of their wonderful content on www.ps2jshow.com. I personally highly recommend their History of Gaming episodes. They're all really good.
Did they just do a new one?
Yeah, they did.
What was it, Dalton?
Super Mario.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that's not going to be a two-parter.
I know, I am too.
Like was it Silent Hill was the two-parter they did, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but the Silent Hill two-part was amazing.
Oh, no, like,
did you
yeah,
listen
no,
to them?
No, I haven't had a chance
to
listen to
them. They're really good, because I know you kind of you like that series.
I liked PT.
Okay.
I liked the fact that, like, they used the graphical limitations of the PlayStation 1 to just, like, okay, so we can't render everything outside. Fog is scary.
Like, and that's how the, and that made the remaster so much worse.
Yeah, so bad.
yeah, no.
But no, like, I feel, but like, it's surprising that they would go two episodes on Silent Hill versus, like,
in fairness,
Mario. And
Silent Hill is way more complicated.
I mean, yeah. Well, I guess these are more story driven.
Yeah, because like it's the Mario thing is very much Princess Peach was captured.
See, and I was thinking it was more of just like the history of the franchise.
And they do that too,
right?
Yeah, it's both.
But yeah, you can absolutely send. There is way more time you can spend talking about the stories of Silent Hill versus
the stories of Mario.
Stories of Mario.
Yeah.
But if we're not explaining it well enough, you should go to their ps2jshow.com and listen to their awesome.
And
content.
Again, that was not a criticism at all.
No,
I don't want. I don't want to sound like that was like a negative or
and
anything.
And you wonder why you haven't gotten an email yet?
Yeah, still ain't gotten that.
We got your PC set up now. Now you can add Josh on.
I tried to find I tried to go through people's friends, but I couldn't. I didn't see the name.
I'll hit it up. I'll let you know what it is.
Yeah, because it's a.
I don't know if he wants us to say it on our show.
The last four digits are the important part.
Yeah, because everybody's name is on. Like, it doesn't matter what the name is.
Oh.
Yeah, because, like, you can't add, like, mine is Green Zeppelin. I don't care. Oh, no, it's Blue Zeppelin on Blizzard. Mm-hmm. And I don't care who knows that. You have to, like, there are five digits after mine. And that's the important part.
Yeah.
Which is why you can have, with Blizzard, I love that. You can have whatever name you want with Blizzard.
Yeah.
But to give your name out to another person, there's a pound sign with like the numbers, and that's what makes it unique.
It's like if what Nintendo tries to do with their online stuff, but done well.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Because instead of 40 numbers, it's five or four, depending on how early your account is.
Right.
Yeah, then just look for Fujinami then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot to sell Blizzard.
Because his name doesn't have anything to do with PS2J or anything like that on there.
And that's what I was looking for.
Yeah. Which, yeah, that's what I assumed immediately when you said that, because it's like, yeah, he's definitely on me and Dalton's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, do you have Dalton?
I don't know if I do. Because
I had my laptop whenever you moved, so there was an overlap.
That's where what neither I was going to say. Like, I'm pretty sure you didn't have it.
Yep, that was my guess, too, there. All right, so in video games, we've got more Switch news. First, I just want to give them a quick shout-out on good job. 10 months into the console's lifetime, they have outsold the Wii U globally.
I did just see a thing that is sold to retailers. So that's not necessarily like...
Even units sold.
But that's still huge because I've only seen the Switch out in the wild a handful of times.
And whenever I do see the Switch out, like Best Buy's got some in stock right now here in Cape Girardeau, for those of you that are still needing one. Best Buy's got some. They only ever have like one or two.
Yeah.
Versus like whenever I worked at GameStop, I remember the Wii U, I had I never had fewer than 12 Wii U's in stock.
Right.
When I worked at GameStop. I was always very well stocked. There were always so many of them. And yeah, I never once sold out of a Wii U.
The Wii U stock was plentiful at the GameStop.
And yes. Everywhere.
And everywhere. Everywhere had plenty of them. Hastings had plenty of them.
The
like one or two Walmart. At a time. But I mean, that's as much as that store had consoles. So.
And also to kind of go in with that story too, Super Mario Odyssey is the top-selling Switch game, has outsold the top-selling Wii U game by almost a full million.
And didn't it come out like 4 months ago?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. And Mario Kart 8, there were people buying Wii U's for Mario Kart 8.
Yeah. And like,
and then trading it in for Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
And Mario Kart 8, the Deluxe Edition, will more than likely outsell
the Wii U version
by the end of the fiscal year.
Right. I need to buy one. I need to buy that game still.
It's so good.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. The actual news for Nintendo, like now that we're done just talking about how they're blowing everything out of the water. The online begins September 2018.
We're going to reel it back in.
Yep. Because if they haven't changed anything with what they told us originally with that online system, it's just that's gonna make me really sad when it happens. Because the online system, as we originally heard, is not great. It's cheap, but it does cost money. You will have to pay to play online on the Nintendo Switch. Starting in September 2018.
It's like $8 for a month. I don't remember what the 3 months is, but it's $20 for a year.
I was about to say, it is the cheapest online service.
By far. But it needs to be.
Yes. And there will be like some... The one good feature about it, they had like this rotating list of retro games you get to play.
Mm-hmm.
But we still don't even have those in the Nintendo eShop.
No, and it's also like a lot of people are speculating that they're going to do away with the virtual console entirely and just replace it with like a Netflix-style subscription service that you get with your online membership.
Kind of like the Microsoft Game Pass sort of deal.
Right. Yeah. Which that would be cool. Like, I would be on board with that as long as you actually like, because there had been, you know, okay, do you get to keep the games once you download them, but you can only play them as long as your service is active or, you know.
Right, because there's a lot of
unknowns
for this. But
what we do know is that the voice chat is still going to have to be done through a smartphone or tablet.
Yep.
We know that for sure.
Just so dumb.
The dumbest.
Nintendo, please.
The absolute worst.
There is no reason for this. None.
Other than they're just firmly like, online's not that important.
Yep. They're finally recognizing that maybe people do want to play on the internet together. Maybe they do. Or they're just waiting for this internet fad to die.
It was I kind of liked, I think it was on Reddit, someone pointed out like the last time that there was a console released that the paid online service came out after the fact was the original Xbox.
Yep. Because, yeah, Xbox Live hit, and it took the world by storm.
Yes, it did.
I remember those days.
Nintendo was like, what the hell is this?
No, back then, Nintendo thought their fight was still with Sega.
Yeah. they got one.
Oh, the Dreamcast.
Oh, the poor Dreamcast.
A distant Dreamcast.
I loved it. You play Bomberman Online on that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, you could.
It was so fun. Yeah, Bomberman is a way of life for me.
No, I'm not talking ill of Bomberman. I'm just talking that ill of Nintendo because the Dreamcast had it.
Yep, Dreamcast had all
that. Was like 18 years ago.
Yep. Fun Jesus. Stuff.
Just yesterday.
So anyway, speaking of Mario Kart, though, they're getting a mobile game. We know nothing about how it's going to play, but yeah, we're getting a mobile game. Should be end of fiscal year 2019, which will mean the beginning of 2020 for an actual calendar. So we know literally nothing about it other than that. I don't know how it's going to control because there are a lot of buttons when you play Mario Kart.
Yeah. I'm wondering if they're going to do tilt controls.
I would almost guarantee, like, I would and say like they you almost
can,
have to.
Like, tilt controls, and you can, like, yeah.
Yep, it's gonna be like playing with a Wiimote,
right? Oh, I'm gonna hate that.
You might have to, like, shake it to fire something, too.
Yeah.
To jump, tap, there's, like, you, but yeah. You do have, like, a break button and a weapon button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pass on this one.
I'm gonna try it, because it's almost, unless it costs money, but if it's gonna be free to try, then I'm gonna try it.
Yeah. Controversial opinion? I hate Mario Kart. It makes me angry. It makes me so very angry.
What?
The salt levels are just, like, through the roof.
So you don't enjoy playing it at all?
No.
Okay, I know. I'm not trying to be, like, antagonistic.
No, and not because it's not a good game, not because it's not a fantastically polished, well-made game, but because if I'm in first place and I keep hitting the bananas, it's like the donkey video. It's like, okay, I'm finally going to win one. Blue shell, red shell, and now I'm in eighth. I'm going to throw something. Like, you know? I'm getting worked up right now. Just like, I got the PTSD.
Yeah, getting Mario Karted is absolutely a thing.
Yeah.
And it is massively infuriating. I would like there to be a mode.
Tilt.
Where you can just play with, like, you and three other people and no items.
See, and I don't think that in Smash Brothers. I don't think the racing is good enough.
Like, yeah, you then it's just have a racing some game. Well,
and racing games are kind of lame.
Because I know they have, like, there are some modes I've seen where you can do, like, bananas and green shells.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's better. But, yeah, just the unfair advantage of...
Oh, no, you get a blue shell in third place. It's pretty much the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, it sure is.
So the thing is, like, Mario Kart should be like how society is. The farther are ahead, the worse things you get. Yeah. But the farther behind you are, you're just getting, like...
First place, you're getting blue shells. You're attacking 12th. For no reason.
It's the opposite. Like, that's what I'm saying. Is that's how society should be, is how Mario Kart is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no, but I'm thinking about if it was the way it is now.
Last place, you're getting the Bullet Bill and the Chain Chomp,
mm-hmm.
which is the equivalent of, here, baby, let me play for you.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, because I need it.
You was about to say, it gets me caught back up occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's happening. Something I am actually excited about, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Just... real quick, because I want your guys' opinion on this. So with the online service launching in September, they cannot just launch online and not have a reason to pay to play online with people. Splatoon 2 is too old at this point. Honestly, I don't think Mario Kart 8 will be that, like, IP that they, like, you, okay, so now I have to pay $20 for Mario Kart. I think they have to release something alongside it. I'm hoping Smash.
That's the only thing that would make sense to me, unless they have a new IP.
Someone else
out.
Brought up, because actually my question got answered on Kind of Funny, and I was really excited. But someone countered that, was like, Smash could happen, but what if it was a Pokemon game?
A Pokemon online game. You know they would make it Pokemon Stadium.
Oh no! See, like,
yeah. All right, first, but I no, don't no. speak ill of Pokemon Stadium. I love Pokemon Stadium.
We know they're making a Pokemon, an actual Pokemon game for the Switch. That has been confirmed. Nintendo is, like, all up on Game Freak to get it out there. This would be, like, to be able to trade with your friends and, like, do online battles.
Yeah, no, that would be pretty sweet. I'd especially like it if they finally did, like, you'd actually see other players in your world.
Mm-hmm.
That would make me happy.
But you have to stand still in one space. Or maybe, like, pace back and forth for a little while.
Swim around.
I would absolutely be an NPC for a while. Just wait for people to come by.
Go to, a popular area where people have to walk past and just walking back and forth.
Look at my shorts. They're comfy and easy to wear.
Yes. Yeah, no, I would.
But do you guys think that, like, they would need to? Or do you think Mario Kart is enough to sell people on? And then plus whatever announcement we get with the virtual console.
I think that if Nintendo was smart enough to recognize that people like to play games online, then you'd be correct.
I thought you could already play Mario Kart online.
You can.
Oh, yeah. Their online service right now is free.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But they're rolling out their paid service.
Right.
And the app, like, and then the app that you have to use your with the mobile device and stuff.
Okay. I just wanted to confirm that.
Yeah. So, yeah, that it is currently free. Yeah. Then currently Splatoon, Mario Kart, all those have online.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think that they're going to see the virtual console, like that part of the online service. Mm-hmm. I think they'll see that as enough.
You think that's what's going to be the big like reveal?
Yep.
At the E3 Direct, they'll probably do.
Yep, because I don't think that they put that much stock into online that they would want to release something that really utilizes it.
That's fair.
Because Nintendo.
If they announce that Netflix like kind of thing where it's like, oh no, you can stream all these games if you have it, mm-hmm. that's all you would need, honestly.
I mean, especially from Nintendo's perspective, because again, they don't really think that people like playing online games very much.
See, but like they've been making all of these good decisions in the last like year.
They have.
So, you know, maybe they're actually like, okay, we were wrong. Let's right the ship.
Hopefully that's the case. I'm just not optimistic about it. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at. So anyway, something I am really optimistic about. Red Dead Redemption 2. So excited for this game.
Yes.
Right now, Rockstar is giving us a release date of October 26th, 2018. Now, this is Rockstar. That date is not going to happen, folks. Mm-hmm. Just set yourselves up for that.
Take a grain of salt from my Mario Kart salt pile. Take that with this news announcement.
Good news left. There's a lot left for Asa.
To be fair, though, this is also the first delay.
I thought it was supposed to come out like in spring this year. That was like the first initial like where they were like.
And that's what I mean is like they're now coming out and just like flat out okay.
Spring was optimistic,
right?
So yeah,
I knew that wasn't going to happen at all.
Oh yeah.
Oh no, yeah. We knew this was coming, but now that it's official and they do have a set date. I think that's a much better sign.
Yes.
Wouldn't be surprised if it did still get pushed back.
Oh,
but
yeah, no.
I'm still confident that we will get the... So, October 26th is the current release date.
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks. This game is coming early December. You heard it here on Nerd Up first.
Somebody help me out with Grand Theft Auto 5 because I'm just not as knowledgeable about it. Did the online come way after the
way
initial?
After.
Way
after.
Yeah, see, and that's why I think it will be October.
But to be fair, like... The online was, they started that from the ground up. Yeah, I guarantee we're getting from Red Dead is like assets they've already been using, like modes and stuff that they've already been using
GTA.
For GTA. The servers are there, like, because that was a huge thing. It was like they just didn't have the servers.
Yep.
And also it wasn't supposed to come day and day, like the online wasn't. But like the day that the online was supposed to come, that also did get pushed way back.
Yep. So, like I said, we'll see.
I hope the online's better.
Me too, because the online for the first Red Dead Redemption was...
Oh, I mean then Grand Theft Auto 5. It's super fun, but it's so, like, unless you're willing to do a stupid amount of just, like, grinding very specific things, you just have to buy shark cards.
Mm.
And I really hope that they, like, I know Shannon and you guys are just super stoked about, you know, online Western. It's like, we'll have a posse and it will be fun. But if they don't change that, and they will, and it will be the same.
Yeah.
It absolutely will be. If you look at the timeline of Rockstar releases and the amount of content they put out before Grand Theft Auto Online,
mm-hmm.
it's stupid. They were putting out a game like every 2 years, including DLC. They flat out said that they flat out lied and said that single player DLC was never in the going to happen for GTA 5, even though there are multiple articles of headlines of official statements made by Rockstar saying. When their timetable was for that single-player DLC.
Yep.
So.
Lots of stuff up in the air on this one. Rockstar's inconsistent at best.
But that single-player of Red Dead.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be so good.
It's going to be really fun.
I love it.
We still got a new Battlefield game coming. I didn't know we were getting one in 2018 until I saw that is the reason for Anthem's push. Anthem was originally supposed to come out fall of this year. Everybody thought that it was delayed because of problems like with development and stuff like that. EA has officially come out and said, like, no, we pushed it because we want it to be released in a more quiet quarter.
Which makes sense. You don't want to cannibalize your own sales.
And especially just in general, like, with a new IP, like, fall is, in my opinion, the absolute worst time to launch a new IP. Because that is when, like, all of your major games are hitting. Like, your yearly releases or bi-yearly releases or whatever. That's when all those games, like, those big AAA titles are hitting right for the Christmas rush.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you do not want to release a new IP in that time because people don't trust new IPs.
And I believe that that's a good call. I believe it is a good, like, that's a good reason to delay the game. Makes sense. I do not believe them at all that that's the only reason they've delayed it.
I agree with that, too.
Like, I would bet money that it's the whole, oh, well, this game was so littered with microtransactions, we can't really get away with that. Even though they're coming back in March for Battlefront 2.
Yeah. Apparently it's going to be different, but we don't know how exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's their official reasoning. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it was also kind of like a way to sort of announce that there's a Battlefield this year.
Right. Which I never played. Like, once I started playing Call of Duty with Black Ops 3, mm-hmm. I never really played any of the Battlefield games.
Yeah. Depending on what this one is, might check it out. Who knows? Like,
Hardline 2.
Unless we get Black Ops 4.
Yeah.
Because that might happen this year.
Yeah, because this year is the Treyarch year, so
sure is.
We're gonna get whatever the Treyarch Call of Duty game is. I'm gonna buy it. It really doesn't matter what the title is,
right?
Like, they have built up a lot of goodwill with me.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the last bit of stuff we're gonna talk about just real fast, which we only have a minute or two left. I want to talk about Sea of Thieves and Monster Hunter because both of those games. Oh, we got the beta for Sea of Thieves mm-hmm. Towards the end of last week, early this week, and yeah, the Ace and I played it with a couple of other people,
mm-hmm.
and honestly, Trevor, and we played with Trevor, and Tanner played it with us, mm-hmm. and Calvin played a little bit with us,
mm-hmm.
Dalton and Mandy saw it being played, and
I wanted to play, but you can only have four.
I would have let you play with my controller.
No, it's not the same.
So anyway, we played a little bit, and it is really, really fun for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really hoping there's a lot more content in the full game because we really only did have one faction that we could mess with and we were sailing around. That part was a lot of fun, got kind of repetitive kind of quick.
Yeah.
So I'm less excited for this game than I was. Fortunately, it's going to be part of that Xbox Game Pass. So mm-hmm. I'm just going to get that instead of paying $60 for the game.
I'm buying the controller.
That controller's,
the controller's super cool.
Like, I'm buying the controller even if I don't get the game.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that this is the kind of game, like, it's a game of service thing where they're continuously just adding stuff into it, because like this is one of those things with like what we got with the beta and looking at what is advertised as in the full release copy, there's so much room for growth. Yeah. And this is absolutely the type of game that could support that, like adding in new factions, new challenges, new stuff to do, new ships, like a progression system that's not just cosmetic.
Yeah, because that's my biggest problem with it, like that cosmetic progression system. Like, there are parts of the fact that if you get a flintlock pistol, mm-hmm. a cutlass, a rifle, or a blunderbuss, doesn't matter what it looks like, it all works exactly the same.
Right.
Like, part of that I kind of like, but at the same time, like, for me with video games these days, I need a goal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, if I've got four friends to play with and we're just palling around doing stuff, and that's another thing. I'm kind of bummed that you're limited to four players on a ship.
Yeah.
I'm actually really bummed about that because we have way more than four people that wanted to play this game.
Yeah.
So I'm really bummed about that. But, yeah, I'm kind of bummed that I don't have a goal.
Yeah.
Like, other than just to pal around, which...
Which was fun, but eventually, like, it needs to be more than that.
Right. Like, I want to have something I'm working toward.
But this being a part of Games Pass is, like, such a... awesome thing.
Yes.
Do you guys not run into like other ships and stuff, or can you?
You can, and like,
yeah,
because there's no safe zones. Like, you can get killed taking a chest that it took you 20 minutes to get, and on your way to drop it off, you can get killed. They can pick up the chest and turn it in.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. And then you're just out that chest.
Yep.
I think you just talked me out of the game. Just that sentence right there.
Well, again, Xbox Game Pass is $10 a month, and you get the game.
Yeah.
So
on top, and it's not just that game. You get we talked about last week. You're getting all of their upcoming first parties and everything else that's already on there.
So I know it's a pretty phenomenal deal. A lot of retailers are really upset about it.
Oh yeah, but go figure.
You're right. But yeah, no, I a great deal for us consumers.
Yes.
So anyway, we'll see where we go with that. And then Monster Hunter World came out week before last, or was it last week?
It was. It was the week before last because I bought it last Sunday.
Yeah, I was about to say you bought it. Yeah, after
we went
show
had lunch. Yeah.
So anyway, I also picked it up.
How much time have you put into it?
I've done the first three missions.
Okay. Are you at the Wasted Spire or whatever it is? Maybe. The second zone?
No, I'm not in the second zone yet.
Okay.
All right.
Because I just got there. Like, I'm still super early into the game because I'm not going through and doing all the story missions. I'm kind of like, I've started doing more online stuff of like going to help people.
Yeah.
And then Shannon and I were hunting specific monsters last night for a little bit. I hate Monster Hunter. Like, I've played the Wii U one, and I think I played one that was on PlayStation 3 maybe. I don't remember which system it was. Mm. I hated the grind. I hated how long the boss fights were. I hated that I didn't know what anything did. Like, it just was not fun. I'm really enjoying this one. The combat is still very clunky. I haven't really found a weapon that I absolutely love yet. Everything feels kind of slow and like, okay, I'm gearing up. I push the attack button. I hope the monster's still there in 3 seconds. But they've streamlined a lot of stuff. They've made a lot of stuff way new, like new user friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and playing with like, with people, like running around with Shannon last night was just stupid fun.
Yeah, I did a lot of my starting stuff with Krista,
mm-hmm.
and I mean she's just super into the game anyway.
Yeah,
so I mean that was a lot of fun. Like it's one of those games. It's definitely more fun with other people to play.
It is.
So for those of you thinking about like, and I'm gonna try and keep this as quick as possible. If you're like Asa and you absolutely disliked Monster Hunter, or if you're like me, you're like, well, it's fun to play with people. Give this one a rental. It's really easy to play with people.
Mm-hmm.
They've added a lot of features to make that a lot more streamlined, and you don't even necessarily have to communicate with people. They've also made like the tracking system and like killing the monsters a lot easier, a lot more user friendly anyway, or yes. Streamlined is also a good word for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give it a rental at least. It's great. All right, that's gonna do it for us, guys. Thank you for listening, and we will see you guys next week.